Well, for a lot of people, today is the last day of summer holidays, and for the federal government, the countdown is now well and truly on for the next election. The exodus of coalition MPs continued over the weekend, with both Nigel Scullion and Michael Keenan announcing retirement from politics. The loss of Michael Keenan, who's the Minister for Human Services, will be keenly felt by the coalition in WA. Labor is eyeing off his seat of Stirling. The electorate is one of five Liberal-held seats that the ALP is targeting in the West, which could go a long way to delivering government to Bill Shorten and his team. Our political editor Alison Carabine spoke with William Bowe, Crikey's Perth-based election analyst and author of the Poll Bludger blog.
William Bowe, good morning.
Good morning.
Michael Keenan holds Stirling by 6.1%, which makes it borderline marginal. Given by the election that he'll be gone, what chance do you give the Liberal Party of holding on to the seat?
Not none, but it will be a challenge. He has turned that seat in the course of his time. He's been there since 2004. Stirling was always traditionally a real bellwether marginal seat, and it changed hands many times. He has been maybe unique in the seat's history and holding on to it for as long as he has. And partly that reflects the fact that the Liberals have had the wind at their back for the recent period in Western Australia, and that seems to have turned around. So I think at the best of times, the seat was going to be a challenge for the Liberal Party in the context of this election. The fact of them losing that sitting member who's been there for that as long as he has been makes it that much harder. In the present circumstances, you'd back Labor, but a few months is a long time in politics. So I think it's going to be a seat to watch.
There are a few seats to watch in WA. Labor has been targeting Stirling for a while now, but also Pearce, Hasluck, Swan and Canning. The election just months away. Could there be a Labor clean sweep of all five Liberal seats?
I think that the immediate range for Labor are Hasluck, Pearce and Swan. They can all fall with a swing of about 4%. Stirling and Canning are kind of the next line along that Labor will take if things are going really well for them. If the stars align for Labor, then yes, I think that's the best case scenario that they're looking at. But I think if you were the Liberal Party, you wouldn't be writing all of those seats off. But, you know, it's a bad show for the Liberal Party that we're talking about them losing that many seats in a state that only has 16 seats in it. So that's the bigger picture. The front line, as things look at present, is likely to be that Labor do pick up those three seats, and it's a question of whether or not they make it to the five.
And you do mention Pearce has been amongst those three seats, that one's held by the Attorney-General, Christian Porter. Do you see him being as especially vulnerable of all the Liberal MPs are hoping to be returned to Canberra?
He's up there. I wouldn't say he's more vulnerable than the members for Hasluck and Swan are, but he's in a difficult electorate in that it is mostly these days, it was once a kind of semi-rural electorate, but it's increasingly urban periphery. And you have in that kind of electorate, they're very volatile. You have young families, people without strong political loyalties. When the swing is on, those are the seats that tend to swing the most heavily. It's not an ideal seat for him to be defending. The margin is low, and I think the expectation at the moment is that Christian Porter is now kind of looking at a plan B for his political future and, you know, maybe how he gets back into politics after losing Pearce. Or, you know, the other, Curtin would be the logical scenario for Christian Porter.
And there is a lot of speculation ongoing about Julie Bishop's future. She holds Curtin by more than 20%. Would that margin be slashed if she doesn't recontest?
Not to the point that the Liberal Party would be in danger. It's never going to be a seat that Labor are competitive in. So Curtin really is a blue ribbon seat, and it's the ideal scenario for Christian Porter's career in the long term.
William Bowe, you have alluded to that significant win last year by government MPs with the rejig of the GST, which has bolstered the WA budget. Why then is the Liberal vote still in decline in Western Australia? What are the factors driving this?
Liberals had a long period of extraordinary electoral success in Western Australia, going back to when Kim Beazley stopped being leader, essentially. They've absolutely dominated every federal election since then. A point was always going to arise when the pendulum swung back. I think the part of the reason that Western Australia was so strong for the Liberal Party was that there was just a general feeling of affluence in Western Australia. And, you know, when you're feeling affluent, you're more sympathetic to the Liberal Party side of politics. That has changed quite dramatically. There is no longer that feeling of wealth and well-being and security in Western Australia, and I just think that makes things better for Labor.
Now, Labor also has a few marginals in Western Australia, Cowan and the seat of Perth. Could either seat be in play on election day?
Not unless things change radically between now and election day. But it's really difficult to see it changing so radically that Labor are on the defensive in seats that already hold. I think if they could win a seat in 2016, then they're going to win it in 2019.
And if I could also ask you about Warringah on the other side of the country, Tony Abbott holds it by a very comfortable margin of over 10%, but a candidate supported by a number of grassroots community groups has now emerged, Zali Steggall. What chance do you give her of unseating a former Prime Minister who has held the seat for 25 years now?
No chance. Very safe Liberal seat on paper, but because the Labor Party and the Greens are weak in that seat, it's not too hard for an independent to get ahead of them. And once they do that, they soak up all of their preferences. The question then becomes, does Tony Abbott's primary vote fall low enough for him to be in trouble? He got 52% in 2016. If that falls into the low 40s, then he's in trouble. That's a fair way to fall, but in the context of this election where we're expecting a swing against the Liberal Party anyway, I think he's got a lot to worry about. And I noticed this morning that he's out there talking about local issues. So clearly he's taking the threat very seriously.
William Bowe, thank you for your time.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
William Bowe is Crikey election analyst and poll blogger, speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.